Thank you for joining us today, those here present, those by the medium of live stream, and we know we assure each other of our prayers and best on this bright day. A few words, if I may, about each of our two readings. First of all, in the gospel, what we are told today is that this was a clear setup. This was a conspiracy, as we would call it, against Jesus. For whatever reason, perhaps they had paid him, this man with the deformed hand, was present in the synagogue, and they watched very closely, it says, to see if Jesus would cure him and thus violate the Mosaic law about doing any work on the Sabbath. So on one hand, they want to kill Jesus because he would cure a man with a deformed hand, violating the prohibition against work, and yet they worked to conspire his death, completely denigrating the very meaning of the Sabbath, which is to give life. And in our own day and age, especially this pandemic has taught us that one of the three sources of renewal for the church, the other is the sacred liturgy, including the liturgy of the hours and the scriptures, one of the three sources of renewal for the church is the Sabbath. We must recover Sunday. We must take it back from the National Football League. We must give it back to Jesus in our families, in our homes, in our world, and in our lives, in order that we might know life. If we don't, we will continue, the world will continue in the ways of conspiring against the one who is life, in all of the ways we conspire against Jesus on Sundays, and you can count them for yourselves. Secondly, in the first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, the whole book I commend for your reading, it's the book about Jesus's and our priesthood. We are told, it is revealed to us today, that the priesthood of Jesus is not continued by those who inherit it by blood. In Jesus's day and age, in the Old Testament, if you were born of the tribe of Levi, you had to be a priest of the temple. That was your fortune and fate, if you will. And to this very day, if you find anyone whose last name is Cohen, they were born of the tribe of Levi. But it says here, no, the priesthood of Jesus is extended to the one who cannot be destroyed. And guess what, my brothers and sisters? It's, of course, Jesus, but it's each and every one of you. It's Jean, it's Regina, it's Bethany, it's all of us. You will not die. That's the essence of our Christian faith. Our lives cannot be destroyed. We have been given eternal life, which is the gift of divinity itself. And therefore, Christ has shared his priesthood with us all in virtue of baptism. The Second Vatican Council teaches that although they differ from one another in essence and not degree, that nonetheless, the baptized priesthood and the ordained are ordered to one another. My priesthood is for the sake of your priesthood. It's the only reason I'm a priest, is to help remind you to be priests, to be good priests, and to act in a priestly way in virtue of your baptisms. We simply have to start taking our baptism seriously. We simply have to introduce our children to the true meaning of baptism, knowing they will live forever. They will never die. The essence of our being is immortal because of Christ's great gift of our participation in his life. And then finally, thank you for continuing to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. We're doing really well. Just a reminder that the Second Vatican Council asked every parish community to do this. This was not something that was optional for the church. The church understood, unless we return, this is the official prayer of the church together with the Eucharist. That's why we do them together at the same time. And we do it as one voice. Jesus is as one voice of praise to the Father. And so his bride, which is the church, which is us together with our Pope, bishops, all the baptized, we offer one voice to the Father. So although it's done in choral style, we're doing great. We try to listen to one another. So some are not reading or praying faster or slower than others. Some are not moving ahead into the next psalm without waiting for the prayer to be said. That we're one voice of praise. the very first reason Jesus founded the church. And if this reason is not understood and fulfilled, the other three reasons fall by the wayside, is to worship God with his, with Jesus' own voice. This is how Jesus prayed. He prayed the Psalms. This is how we join our one voice to Jesus in praying the Psalms. And this, together with the Sabbath and the Scriptures, will bring our parish, your marriages, our families, your widowhoods, our children, new life. God bless.